Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we're continuing in some Resh Pei Dalid. We are up to Resh Pei Dalid, Se'if Beis, page 124. So again, we're still talking about Maftir Haftarah. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Chal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Ein a Maftir Maskil Shul Rosh Chodesh Klal. The Maftir does not mention Rosh Chodesh at all. That does not mean that the Haftarah doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh, nor does it mean that there's no special laning for Rosh Chodesh. It means that in the Brach that you say on the Haftorah, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the bracha on the Haftorah. V'yeshar m'shalf p'shein ha-maskir b'chassima shal Rosh Chodesh maskirin oso b'tocha bracha. Shomer is yom ha-menoach hazev is yom Rosh Chodesh hazev v'amine kesvar ha-rishona. There is a shita that holds that even though you don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the chassima of the bracha on the Haftorah, but you do mention it somewhere along the way in the middle, but we paskin like the first day that we simply do not mention Rosh Chodesh in the brachas on the Haftorah. And the Mishmur explains of Katan Dalid, Eina maf because there wouldn't be a Haftorah for it being Rosh Chodesh. There's only a Haftorah because it's Shabbos, right? We don't have a Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh when Rosh Chodesh falls out on a weekday. The reason for that is because it could fall out on a weekday and people need to get to work, so they never imposed an extra reading of a Haftorah. But because of that, it doesn't get mentioned in the bracha. See if Gimel. Tzarech l'chavin l'brachos hakorim b'torah l'brachos ha-maftir. Very, very important. Shulchan Aruch says a person has to have kavana when people get an aliyah and they say the brachos on their aliyah and also the brachos on the maftir and the haftorah, v'yana achreya amen, and you should answer amen after all those brachos, v'yalu lo lahashal min yamei brachos shechisa min yana b'shabbos, and that way you can get to 100 brachos because you need to say 100 brachos every single day. It's harder to get to 100 brachos on Shabbos because you only have 7 brachos in Shemona Esrei and not 19 brachos in Shemona Esrei, so you got to make up for it somehow. So one of the ways we make up for it is to make sure that you answer amen to every single bracha and you listen carefully to every single bracha of every single ola. Sivkatan hey in the Mishmur, Tzarech l'chavin v'alkein mitzvah ala olim sheivruchu b'kol ram k'desha kolakal yishmu v'yuchul anas amen. Therefore, if you get an aliyah, you should say the bracha loudly enough for the whole shul to hear and don't just mumble the bracha, because if you mumble it under your breath, then you're costing people the opportunity to say mea brachas b'chol yom. Achreim amen da'al yedei anias amen chashuv ki'ilu hayim mevar. When you answer amen, that's considered as if you yourself said the bracha. Ein lanus amen achar emes v'tzedek she'omrim b'bracha she'achar haftorah she'en zasiyum bracha. You don't answer amen after emes v'tzedek that they say in the brachos after the haftorah, because that's not actually the end of the bracha. V'chein ein lanus amen achar ne'marim b'emes she'nemar b'bracha she'lefnei haftorah z'zeu gam kid bracha achas ma'shamar achar kach bracha ta' Hashem ha'bocher b'torah d'zui chasimasa. There are a few false starts, kind of, amens that appear in the brachos by the Haftorah, where people sometimes think, oh, at the end of a paragraph, I'm going to say amen. But it's not an amen until it's the end of a bracha. So you should look carefully in the art school sitter where it says the word amen. That's where you should answer amen. But, you shouldn't jump the gun on that and say an amen before it's the actual end of the bracha. See if Dalit. Katan yachal haftir. A katan can do the maftir. Im karu le maftir mishenu yodea lomar haftorah yachal achar li amra avulchila asul asoskin. Then the Rama says, if the guy who got the maftir aliyah doesn't know how to lay the haftorah, someone else can lay the haftorah for him. But lichadchila, the guy who got the maftir should really be the one that is laying the haftorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin mishenu yodea. Haynu shekar mitchila katan b'torah l'shem maftir v'achar kach nimsa shen yodea lomar haftorah. A katan for the maftir because he can. The katan could get the maftir aliyah, and then it turns out he doesn't know how to say the haftorah. V'chein begadol ki agavna, or it's an adult who doesn't know how. Yochal achra lo maftorah birchus, so someone else can say the haftorah and the brachos. Davshe tiknu shem maftir yikur b'torah tchila mipnei kvara torah, because even though the takana was that the guy who's laning the haftorah has to get an aliyah first for kavara torah, that's only l'chadchila. But mikol makom b'diavera amrinan shegam b'zeh yikur kavod the Torah, shenikra adavar shekar b'torah b'tchila l'shem maftir, that this is also covered, it's still a covered the Torah because they called somebody up as the maftir, with the plan of him not being part of one of the seven olim, shari hifsik bekadish mikotem, because they said a kaddish when they finished the parsha before the maftir. So that alone is a kavodat Torah. Var prima gadim kasav dim yachal kol parim lomer mila b'mila kishamakon rosso tov yosu shubatz moshe karvator l'shem maftir yomarachach haftor b'chse agam gain. That at least you should stand there next to, if you got the maftir and you don't know how to lay the haftorah, at least stand there next to the guy who's laying the haftorah and say it word for word along with him. And that will be at least partially as if you're doing the haftorah. But the Shulchan Aruch said l'chadchila, really the guy who got the maftir aliyah should be learning the haftorah. Haynu shein koron l'maftir mishalo yada achar kach l'kros haftorah gamkein. Don't give a guy the maftir aliyah if he doesn't know how to do the haftorah. That's a gabbai's job. He's got to make sure that the guy can do the haftorah. Ubizmanenu shaminuk bekam mekomos luchtov neviim al klaf ubeglilik sefer Torah. Vimkein akari b'naviu motzi kol atzibur kekriya sefer Torah. But he says if you're learning the haftorah from a klaf, l'chein afil l'chadchila. Because then it's going to be fine. Then you can call one guy for the maftir and have the balkori lane from the klaf, and that's fine, because when the balkori is lane from the klaf, he's being motzi everybody anyway. So the guy who got the maftir aliyah could say the brachas and haftarah, and then just listen to the balkori lane it from the klaf. So it sounds clearly from the Mishnah Berurah that he doesn't love the idea when you're laying from a chumash to do like this, that a guy's going to get maftir, he's just going to say the brachos, balkari is going to lay in the haftorah, and do it like that. The Mishnah Berurah does not sound like he's happy with that. Only when he's laying it from a klaf does it sound like the Mishnah Berurah is happy with that. Sometimes it's the best option because the guys, the people don't get upset if the balkari gets maftir every single week, gets the aliyah of maftir every single week. So you want to give it to other people, but other people botch it every single time. So the only way to assure quality assurance is by having the balkari laying the haftar every week. So sometimes it's the best option. But it sounds like Mishnah Berurah is not happy with that unless you're learning from a klaf. Sifhei, im nishtatek ha-maftir b'emtza haftorah. If somehow in the middle of the haftorah the maftir couldn't continue, habal saima, whoever takes over the relief pitcher, lo yaschul mimakom shepasak harishon, should not start from where the other guy left off. El tzarich lachzor lahaschul mimakom sheyischol harishon kamo b'sefer Torah. He's got to go back and start from the beginning of the haftorah, just like you would by a sefer Torah. Hagad says Rama, ushnayim lo yomer haftorah pamachas ditrei kol la mishtami. You shouldn't have two people reading the haftorah together at the same time, because then no one will be able to hear it. You can't hear two voices at the same time. Mishnah Berurah cut and test. Kimo b'sefer Torah. Ulinian bracha lefaneha yesh deos breishim kuf mem. Meaning, so a guy is reading the haftorah. He said the brachas before the haftorah. He's in the middle of reading the haftorah and he conks out. Whatever, he passes out. The hatzalah comes, takes him away. Now someone else has to come and start from the beginning of the haftorah. Does that person have to say the brachas at the beginning of the haftorah? So yesh deos, that there's a machlokas about. Says, since it's machlokas, don't say the brachos. Safik brachos zakel. Vayin mashik savnusim kuf mem bebir halacha. Vayin shom sevav baga. Tafil makom shashatz kori b'sefer Torah gamkein adin tzarich lahaskul mimakom sheiskul rishon. V'adin kan. That when you have a balkari that's reading from the Sefer Torah, he should start from the place where the first guy started from if he's taking over. Same over here. Ushnaim, then the Rama said, two people should not read the Haftorah at the same time, because you're not going to be able to hear two voices simultaneously. Gamlo yin nikra Haftorah al yidei shnaim, tainu shechid yikra pasuk echad vabeis shosek hashem sayim pasuk v'achar kach kori hasheni pasuk acher. You also shouldn't have two people taking turns, pasuk by pasuk, meaning even if it's not two people reading at the same time together, but one guy reads Pasuk Aleph and the next one Pasuk Beis and the next one Pasuk Gimel and the next one Pasuk Dal, shouldn't do that either. Because there's only one guy that got the Maftir Aliyah, so he's the one that's supposed to read the Haftorah, so he should read the whole Haftorah. Lo Yomru, so we said they shouldn't say the Haftorah, two people shouldn't say the Haftorah at the same time. That's only if you're saying it loudly, Aval Belachash, but if you're saying it quietly, Mutu Lomar, then you could say it because it's not going to distract the other guy. guy because he can't hear you anyway. And anyway, you're supposed to read along. You should read along when the Balkari is reading the Haftarah. Don't just space out when the Balkari is reading the Haftarah. Don't be making Kiddush outside. Right? You should be reading along when the Balkari is reading the Haftarah. That it's better for concentration to read word for word along with the Balkare. The idea that you're supposed to read along word for word is only if the Balkore is reading from a Chumash. But if the Balkore is reading from a Klaf, then you don't have to read along word for word. So a bunch of different things that we saw about reading from a Klaf, right? First we said that you don't have to be the Maftir to read from the Klaf. The Maftir could just listen, right? The guy who got the Aliyah from Maftir. Second, everybody could just listen. Nobody, you don't need people following along, word for word reading in the Chumash. And he also says that if everyone is going to read loudly together with the Korei, then the Korei's bracha is a bracha levatala, because what's he saying the bracha for if he's not being motzi anybody with the Haftorah? So to review what we learned tonight, so we said, since there's no Haftorah, there's no special Haftorah on account of it being Rosh Chodesh, so therefore even Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the brachas on the Haftorah. And then we said that we rely on the brachos of the Ola and the Haftorah for the mayor brachos that you need on Shabbos, so they should make sure to say them out loud, and you should make sure to listen to them and answer Amen. And then we said that unless they're laning Haftorah from a Klaf, it's best to make sure that the guy who gets Maftir can actually lane the Haftorah himself. And then we said that if someone started the Haftorah and can't finish, the next guy should start from the beginning without the brachos, because Sefer Brachos LaHakel. And then finally we said that everyone should read along with the Haftorah quietly, but not too loudly. And if the Balkari is leaning from a Klaf, then you just listen. You don't even have to read along quietly. You could just listen to the Balkari. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Si'if Vav. Everyone have a wonderful evening.